This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The White House is determined to continue supporting Ukraine, U.S. President Joe Biden says, despite what appear to be cracks in Congress and the NATO alliance, with Slovakia's newly elected leader expressing doubts over continuing his nation's support. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
On Monday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told VOA that the administration remains determined amid this domestic pressure and concerns from the newly elected leader of NATO member Slovakia, who campaigned that he would not send a single bullet to Ukraine from the state stocks. Jean-Pierre.
NATO alliance, it's the strongest that it's ever been because of what this president's leadership has been. We're going to continue to certainly have those conversations with our partners and allies. But look, and I said this earlier, it does not help. It does not help what we see House Republicans doing.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, hosting European foreign ministers in Kyiv on Monday, said unity is crucial. Anita Powell, VOA News.
Indian police raided the offices of a news website that's under investigation for allegedly receiving funds from China, as well as the homes of several of its journalists, the latest in a series of investigations into the finances of independent media in India. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The raids were described by critics as an attack on the last vestiges of an independent press in India, coming months after Indian authorities searched the BBC's New Delhi and Mumbai offices over accusations of tax evasion. Authorities opened a case against the site after the New York Times wrote that it was connected to a network that spreads Chinese propaganda. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Niger begins 3 days of national mourning after 29 soldiers were killed in a suspected jihadist attack. This is VOA News. Nigeria's labor unions agreed to call off a planned strike in protest over rising living costs after the government offered a package of measures to cushion the impact of its economic reforms. Early voting opens across a swath of Australia on a reform that would recognize indigenous people in the 1901 Constitution for the first time. Turkey's annual inflation rate held steady near 60% last month, official data show, offering the first evidence that President Tayyip Erdogan's economic policy U-turn was working. Nearly the entire population of ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh have fled to Armenia, and the one-time residents of the self-declared republic are scattered. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from near the Armenia border with Azerbaijan.
For decades, Armenia and Azerbaijan have fought bitterly over the enclave, best known as Nagorno-Karabakh. And last week, after a fierce assault in mid-September, Azerbaijan won. More than 100,000 residents, almost the entire ethnic Armenian population, fled to Armenia, with many moving to scantily populated border villages. Others refused offers for free border village homes for fear the Azerbaijan-Armenia dispute would once again cross into Armenia proper, as it did in 2020. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Ishkhanasar and Kornitzor, Armenia.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has denounced the civil fraud case over his business practices, which could cost him control of Trump Tower and more of his prized properties. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Trump made a voluntary trip to New York for a trial that has high stakes for him. He said the case against him is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time.
It's a scam. It's a sham. Just so you know, my financial statements are phenomenal.
New York Attorney General Letitia James' suit accuses Trump and his company of deceiving banks, insurers, and others by habitually lying about his wealth and financial statements. Judge Arthur Engoron already has ruled that Trump committed fraud in his business dealings. It is a non-jury trial, so the judge will decide on six other claims in the lawsuit. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Also in the U.S., a far-right lawmaker launches a bid to oust U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, triggering the most serious showdown yet within the Republican Party as it battles to contain firebrand supporters of ex-President Donald Trump. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.